This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pryor. Kevin McCarthy is no longer Speaker of the House. A historic vote yesterday forced by Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz was able to get every Democrat and just over a half dozen House Republicans to vote to remove him. North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry is now acting Speaker until a new Speaker election is held. Word is, a candidate forum for Speaker will be held next Tuesday, with the election being held on Wednesday the 11th. The House will be in recess until next week. The judge in presidential candidate Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York has issued a limited gag order. The decision came after Trump made a comment on Truth Social about the presiding judge's clerk being photographed all hugged up with Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Still no winner, so the big prize keeps growing in the already big Powerball jackpot drawing. The next chance to win big comes up later today with an estimated $1.2 billion on the line. If you would so prefer, as most people do, take that lump sum, that would be over $551 million. Former NFL quarterback Brett Favre will be testifying for his involvement in a civil lawsuit regarding alleged welfare fraud. Favre will testify October 26 in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Favre has denied any wrongdoing and is one of 47 defendants in the case. Back in 2019, Favre donated his money and helped raise funds for a University of Southern Mississippi volleyball building. According to the Mississippi Department of Human Services, Favre was reportedly paid $1.1 million in TANF funds for needy people. After a state audit, Favre paid the money back along with interest. Today is National Taco Day. We are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Florida has executed a man who killed two women he met at beach bars. Michael Zach III died by lethal injection last night. He was convicted of killing Laurie Rosillo and Ravone Smith during a crime spree in Florida in the summer of 1996. The Biden administration is sanctioning more than two dozen Chinese nationals and companies that have ties to fentanyl production. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the global supply chain, which ends with the deaths of Americans, often starts with chemical companies in China. The Justice Department also unsealed indictments charging eight China-based companies and 12 of their employees with crimes related to fentanyl and methamphetamine production. The man accused of murdering rapper Tupac Shakur is expected to be arraigned in Las Vegas today. That's when a trial date will probably be set for Dwayne Davis. Metro Police in Southern Nevada say Shakur was involved in a fight with Davis outside a Mike Tyson fight at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in 1996, which eventually led to Davis getting a gun that was used to kill Shakur at an intersection east of the Las Vegas Strip. After 27 years, Davis was arrested at his home in Henderson, Nevada, That's a suburb of Las Vegas. That took place last Friday. He's charged with murder and use of a deadly weapon. Lance Pryde, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're going to talk economic news with Dr. Michael Bussler in a moment. J.P. Morgan answers the question, what's going to happen to the economies looking into late 2024? We expect the volatility that dominated the U.S. economy over the pandemic period to diminish in the second half of 2024. We forecast that overall growth will return to more stable pre-pandemic rates. Inflation will drift closer to 2%, and the Fed will lower rates to near 4%. This is their idea. I'm not sure how they're working this out, because others are saying that we are heading into a recession. Some have even suggested that we've already been there, kind of reminiscent of the Obama years where, you know, the information that we got was always a day late and many dollars short. Dr. Michael Bussler joins us now. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Bill. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
You know, we love having you on because you give it to us straight. I mean, you know, we've got all these other water carriers for this administration, and you don't know what to believe because, you know, they try to paint a rosy picture, and you might almost buy into it, and then you go to get gas or you go to the grocery store, and you go, I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, so a couple of things you talked about, recession and inflation. So let's start with inflation. Inflation, which was real bad, up to 9% middle of last year, they got it down to, on an annual basis, down to 3%. But the last couple of months, it started to tick up, 3.2 and then 3.7. I believe it's likely to go higher, mostly because energy prices are now rising. They had been falling for a long time. They're now rising.
Well, and we're going into the winter months as well, right? So the projection for cost of fuel during the winter is always higher.
Exactly. So I think this year we're going to end the year at about a 4.5% inflation rate. I think the Fed made a mistake by not raising interest rates last week. They're trying to navigate between inflation and bringing the economy in for a soft landing. My view is that inflation should be their number one priority now, even if it means the economy slows down a little bit. And the reason for that is if you don't attack inflation early, it turns out to be a very severe problem and one that's hard to get rid of. Ronald Reagan once famously said, inflation is like a cancer. And it has to be treated early and aggressively. Well, right. The early part, the Fed already missed. They all through 21 and into part of 22, they didn't do anything. And then they finally realized that inflation was a problem, and they started to do something about it, and they raised interest rates very aggressively. And then at the end of last year, they started to slow down the rate increases, and this last time, they didn't raise the rates at all. Look, I know high interest rates hurt everybody. It hurts business. It hurts consumers. The economy is harder to operate at high interest rates. But this inflation, if we don't get rid of it quickly, it gets embedded into the economy. And I just wrote about this yesterday in my Newsmax column. What's happening now is Americans are getting into a bad inflation psychology, and that makes inflation much harder to solve. So what's inflation psychology? Normally, I've been buying a product for years, and it was $10, and I've been buying it, you know, for many years. Suddenly, I go in one day, and the price is $12. Now, a normal consumer would say, well, you know, that's a big jump in price. I'm going to make sure I need it, number one. Look at what all the alternatives are. Maybe I can find something better, a lower price. So consumers typically resist higher prices. Once you get into an inflation psychology, the price goes up. People say, well, the price is going up for everything. I have to pay it. And they start to say, you know, I better buy it today before it gets more expensive tomorrow. Once you get in that psychology that inflation is embedded, it's very difficult to end. The other
it's like a trap, Michael, isn't it?
I mean, exactly.
Right, exactly. It's like, you know, a little rat trap. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
And even worse, it gets embedded into wage demands. Now, for decades prior to 2021, inflation was running, you know, 2.5%. People were getting, you know, a 3% wage increase, and everybody was okay with that. Suddenly, if somebody asked for a wage increase much above 3-4%, you would say, what, are they crazy? There's no way that makes any sense. That's normal behavior. Once you get into this inflation psychology, the UAW says inflation hit 9% at a point last year. It might come back again. I better get a 9% raise. And then, and people start to say, well, I guess that makes sense. So now you embed high wage increases, and that leads to, and I talked on the show before about this, that leads to the wage price spiral. So prices go up. People want higher wage increases to cover that. Then labor costs for business goes up, so they have to raise prices more. And then labor says, look, prices are going up. I need even a larger increase. You get into this wage price spiral, which is very difficult to end. It took a, we had this back in the late 70s. It took a very severe recession in 1981 to get out of this inflation psychology and to break the wage price spiral.
Well, as you say, Michael, this UAW strike, this is huge. I mean, and how they deal with this, and, you know, timing's everything. I mean, we're trying to negotiate, a situation with them in the midst of the buildings burning down. And there can be desperation, and there can be some bad decisions that, as you say, you end up adding that to the recipe and baking it into the cake. And now you're carrying unnecessary weight along the way, right? I mean, it's almost like I mean, the timing of all this is not good. I mean, you got a gun held to your head. You got to try to make this work, and you know, it's almost like you know, at points like Congress, you want to be able to, you know, come up with some sort of, you know, CR for the UAW, you know, just to get us on the other side of this, to where, you know, sober minds might have a better shot at it. If that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And you know, the other thing you brought up was recession. The economy has been growing at a 2% rate the first half of this year. Indications are it's still growing at about that rate, which is very baffling to me. I thought the economy would be in recession by now, and I've said that on your show
exactly
a number of times. So why was I wrong? Well, what has kept the economy out of recession primarily is consumer spending. That accounts for about 70% of GDP. So consumers had a lot of money to spend because the government gave out free money to everybody in 2020 and 2021. The average family of four got over $11,000 in free money from the government, whether you were negatively impacted economically by the virus or not.
So that money's still hanging around? I thought we already spent it.
We did. And when that spending ran out, I thought, well, consumers will cut back on their spending. But they didn't do that. They started running up bills on their credit cards. So they continue to spend. Credit card debt for the first time in history is now exceeding $1 trillion.
Never Unbelievable.
Has it been there? And so people are spending on their credit cards, and that's what's keeping the economy going eventually.
Gotta go to break. More from Michael Bussler after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry has been spreading the gospel via unique radio and media broadcasts for over 7 decades, and it all revolves around a powerful question: have you heard? The Tide Ministry's Have You Heard Challenge invites people like you to ask at least 10 others if they've heard what Jesus did for them. If someone responds that they've not heard, tell them about the love of Christ. If the person already knows Jesus and has accepted his gift of salvation, invite them to join you in the challenge and share the gospel themselves. The Great Commission commands us to make disciples in all nations. And while the Tide Ministry is reaching millions of listeners around the world, you can be reaching the people in your own community. To learn more about the Tide Have You Heard Challenge and how you can make an eternal impact in the lives of people in your neighborhood with the good news of Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
We're giving you straight the whole truth and nothing but, you know, no spin here, no Bidenomics, just, you know, plain English, 1 + 1 = 2 here on this radio show. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Michael Bussler is with us, public policy analyst, economics expert, professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. You know, Michael, I've been saying to the audience for a while now that, you know, the economic situation that we're in, for the most part, I want people to know, this isn't their fault. You know, I mean, this is what's being done to them. This is, again, You know, some of the things that Barack Obama said were quite profound. And I think one of the ones that was most profound was he said that elections have consequences. And, you know, the 2020 election, we're living out the nightmare, the consequence of the 2020 election. And I know people still want to debate as to what happened, but here we are. What is, and we've learned that, you know, our government doesn't care if we have a question about any kind of results. It just suck it up, Buttercup. You got to live with it. And so here we are. We've got a president that we're going, okay, well, this is what we got to live with. He kills the energy sector. I mean, he basically lit the match to inflation. And he started paying off all these political debts. The Fed got involved, too. I think Powell was looking over his shoulder because he wanted to be, you know, Joe Biden's buddy, just like Yellen wanted to be with Barack Obama. Right. I mean, they get outside. They get involved. I mean, you know, Merrick Garland, you know, here he is. He's supposed to be independent. And you're telling me that he's not doing the business. He tries to tell everybody, well, I'm not doing the business. Right. Well, forget about what you're saying. Look at what you're doing. You know, it's like Lois Lerner. You know, well, I didn't do what the president said. Oh, no. Oh, okay. So he only suggested that you should target conservative groups. And what happened over the next 18 months? You targeted conservative groups. There was an inordinate imbalance of who the IRS went after during that period of time between conservatives and liberals. So, you know, tell me what you want to tell me, but, you know, look at, I can see reality for myself, and this is what's going on. But meanwhile, we, the people, are paying the price, and I'm just saying to the American people, you got to get out. Make sure you register to vote. Make sure you vote. Make sure you protect the vote. Whatever you can do to help out, because, look at, cheaters cheat. And I think the general consensus, the majority of Americans, Michael Bussler, believe that there was severe cheating that happened in 2020. Regardless, I mean, this isn't sour grapes. I mean, people know what's fair instinctively. Even a two-year-old knows when things aren't fair. In fact, I think that's some of the first words they learn before they learn mommy and daddy. You know, they learn that's not fair.
Not fair.
You know? So I'm just saying. Anyway.
Yeah, go ahead. You know, Bill, you bring up a whole lot of good points there. That the government, the federal government, is completely responsible for the economic quagmire we're in today. Mm-hmm. When Biden got into office, the economy was growing at a 6% annual rate. He didn't need to pass a stimulus bill. He didn't need to pass a, quote, inflation reduction act. All of that added to excess demand in the economy, and the excess demand led to higher prices. He continued to...
Michael, real quick, excuse me just a second. Let me interrupt here.
Yeah.
He didn't have to, as far as we could see, but he had to. Because he had to for political reasons. He had to pay off debts. I still maintain the debts that he had to pay politically go back to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton didn't deliver in 2016 because they made all kinds of promises, all this dark money, and people that gave her all kinds of money to be president of the United States. These guys were, you know, because it was a million to one, right? I mean, that's what CNN, million to one, she's going to win. All right, she didn't deliver. So now, you know, the Democratic operatives were carrying this huge bucket load of favors that were beholden to all this dark money. And so Joe Biden comes in, can't let a good, you know, a good crisis go to waste. And they got the Treasury doors open and they started emptying it out. All at the expense of everyday Americans, 50% at least, which are not Democrats and were not beholden. They didn't owe a debt to this dark money. So here it is. And we are shouldering the weight of those political payoffs.
You know, Bill, that's exactly right. So I start off by saying, from an economic standpoint, President Biden did not have to pass any more stimulus. So he shouldn't have done that from an economic standpoint. But you correctly said he didn't do it for economic reasons. He did it for political reasons. And when that happens, the economy ends up suffering, making matters worse. And I don't know what the Federal Reserve was thinking. This, I keep referring to their behavior in 2021 as shockingly irresponsible. While the economy is growing at a 6% rate, the unemployment rate is tumbling down as the economy recovers from the shutdown from the prior year, the Federal Reserve kept interest rates at zero
right.
for the entire year and really into up till June of 2022. And then to make it even worse, Biden had a deficit of $3 trillion. That's divide that by 12, that's $250 billion a month.
Mm-hmm.
The Federal Reserve bought $240 billion, almost all of it, by simply printing up money and expanding the money supply. Under any scenario, that
right.
is extremely inflationary. So mm-hmm. I started off by saying the federal government caused this economic quagmire on a fiscal policy note, spending way more money than they should have spent, although they were politically obligated to do it, and I understand that. But economically, it was a disaster. And the Federal Reserve, I'm shocked that all during 2021, they just let
yeah.
all this happen. So the Federal Reserve...
Like they didn't know what's going to happen, Michael? Michael, anybody, any organization who had a chief financial officer that would make such boneheaded moves would have been fired. I mean, your life expectancy in the boardroom was, you know, measured in seconds at that point. I mean, this stuff, you know, this what you're talking about right now, I mean, this is academic stuff, right?
Exactly. So how did they justify it? Janet Yellen said, well, I know all the theories, economic theories say when you vastly increase the money supply, it's going to lead to inflation. But now we have modern monetary theory. And modern monetary theory, which was completely wrong, and I said so mm-hmm. at the time, modern monetary theory, she says you can increase the money supply when you're trying to grow the economy and it won't cause any inflation. And she actually believed that. Paul Krugman, a Nobel Prize winning economist, very liberal, writes for the New York Times. He's a big proponent of modern monetary theory. Expand the money supply and don't worry about inflation. Well, all of this turned out to be wrong, and anybody with common sense would know it would be wrong. It led to the inflation problem today, and it led to the Federal Reserve having to react very strongly and push interest rates to where they're now up to decades high. People go to get a mortgage today, it's 7.5% for
exactly.
a mortgage, and it's likely to inch up higher.
Mm. Yeah, they've single-handedly killed the real estate market, you know, to be honest
yes.
with you. And
yeah.
you know, and this whole idea, I mean, the idea that, you know, as Janet Yellen, I thought you were going to refer to her moment of inflation as being transitory or something, you know, it's like, it was all transitory. That was a new word. That's all part of the modern, you know, vernacular that goes along with this. You see, her and Krugman, to me, see, when people, you know, make bad moves like this, you just set them aside. You don't listen to them anymore. You say, you know what? You've lost your footing, your authority. You see, but what happens, unfortunately, is CNN and those on the left will bring them back on and give them voice and position. And everyday Americans think, okay, well, it must not have been too bad. But it's like, wait a minute. These guys blew it. And you can't afford... I mean, it's like having a pilot in a plane. You know, if a pilot crashes a plane, you don't put him back in the plane right away, if at all, right? Especially if he's a military officer and he crashes a multi-million dollar jet, you know, you're put on timeout. In some cases, it could be permanent, right?
That's exactly right. And yet these people are still in power, still making wrong decisions. And you're right, Janet Yellen, you know, first she started with the transitory inflation. Never in history, unless you're in a war or something, has inflation been transitory. Then she comes up with modern monetary theory. And then to pass that Inflation Reduction Act, she comes up with new supply-side economic theory that government can overspend and it won't cause inflation. All of that didn't make any sense then.
Exactly. Got to leave it there, buddy.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop
develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. Kevin McCarthy is no longer Speaker of the House. A historic vote yesterday forced by Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz was able to get every Democrat and just over a half dozen House Republicans to vote to remove him. North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry is now acting Speaker until a new Speaker election is held. Word is, a candidate forum for Speaker will be held next Tuesday, with the election being held on Wednesday the 11th. The House will be in recess until next week. Still no winner, so the big prize keeps growing in the already big Powerball jackpot drawing. The next chance to win big comes up later today with an estimated $1.2 billion on the line. If you would so prefer, as most people do, take that lump sum, that would be over $551 million. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
With you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Brandi Britton from Robert Half is going to be joining us in just a moment. She's a career and workplace expert for global talent solutions and business consulting. A little bit of the background here. We're going to be talking about this new 2024 salary guide that reveals the top hiring and salary trends impacting today's workforce. The new research shows roles expected to see the biggest salary gains next year, and how benefits like flexible work options can help companies attract and retain top talent. And this is just some of the highlights of this salary guide that Brandi is going to be sharing with us. Brandi, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I think it was interesting to read from the guide that 63%, over half of U.S. workers, plan to ask for a raise by year-end, citing economic uncertainty and heavy workloads as the top factors for asking for a raise. And you can't blame them, can you?
You can't. In fact, we're seeing three very important trends this year. The first is salaries remain top priority. You heard the stat on 63% of workers who plan to ask for a raise before the end of this year. But flexibility is very important as well. While salary is important, employees want to stay and when, where, and how they work. And then, of course, inflation. It's what is driving workers to ask for a raise. But it's a two-way street. Employers are being impacted by inflation just as much as employees.
Well, I think in all cases, in order to make it win-win, both sides need to understand, okay, what's part of the formula here? Because in addition to 63% asking for a raise next year, three-quarters of the workers, to your point, said they would leave their current company for a pay bump. However, money isn't always the fix. What would make them stay?
What they value is flexibility, and what they mean by flexibility is a hybrid work schedule. In fact, flexibility flexibility can be the great equalizer between employers who have budgetary constraints and those that don't. In fact, we recently placed an individual who is commuting an hour and a half each way to and from work. And by helping him find a hybrid role, he's got much better work-life balance, can spend more time with his newborn baby. And it just speaks to the point that flexibility is really important to workers.
Exactly. And this hybrid role certainly, you know, brought more to focus because of COVID. But here we are post-COVID, and you've got a push now from some of these businesses saying, look, we want you back in the office. But what you're saying is that as far as the workforce is concerned, they want that to be a negotiable issue.
Absolutely. Skilled talent is still very difficult to find. And so employers that consider a flexible hybrid schedule really put themselves at a competitive advantage against those who do not.
Well, especially if you're working with an employee who can produce. I mean, I get it. Not all employees can produce outside of the office. They need an office environment. They need, you know, management to be a little bit closer to them. But yet you still have those breed of employees that work very effectively no matter where it is, whether it's a coffee shop or out of their car or at home, you know, and you sit there. Because I remember, you know, when I was dealing with, you know, hiring people. I said, can you get the job done? You know, I'd much rather have you working in your particular area than spending, you know, and this is in Los Angeles, so you imagine what the traffic is like. You know, some of these people are, you know, they're on the road coming to work, you know, an hour and a half one way. That's 3 hours a day. And I'm figuring, gosh, if I can leverage that time better spent for them operating out of their home office and they're getting the job done because, you know, I get to see their bottom line. I can see whether they're selling or they're not. Not selling, right?
Well, that's right. And are they getting their job done because they've got that flexibility and they're more productive and happier? Now,
exactly.
It's about a balance. So you do want, many companies really want to establish their culture. So that's why they're doing a hybrid schedule. They get the best of both worlds where they provide their employees with flexibility, but they also are able to have their employees connect a couple days together in the office.
Exactly. And I think as long as that's encouraged and things are done in such a way to when, you know, people do come in, because especially those that are the producers, they are sensitive to productivity. If they're being asked to come into the office just to waste their time, then, you know, that's counterproductive, isn't it?
Yes. Well, and that's why we recommend for employers that when they are looking for an employee, when they find the one, be quick to act, be ready to make that offer very quickly, but be creative with that offer and consider hybrid as a motivating factor for individuals. And then lastly, for employers, we recommend being transparent. We find that when you include a salary range in your job description, that you're more likely to attract a higher caliber job seeker as well as have many more options for that particular position.
Mm-hmm. Well, and sometimes, you know, employers may look at a salary range as being a disadvantage because, you know, a prospective employee sees the range. And, of course, what do they think? They're going for the higher side of the range, right?
Well, certainly you can see that, but then it allows people to apply to the right role. And sometimes when you don't include that salary range, you don't get access to individuals who maybe do fit that salary range. They just choose not to apply at all because
exactly. They
think it may be just a bit below what their standards are.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. When is the best time to ask for a raise, Brandy?
A couple things to keep in mind. You want to make sure that your company is in a good financial position. The second thing to consider is when was the last time you had a raise? Has it been a year or longer? And then as you have put together your ROI, what have you contributed to the organization? So if your company is in a good financial position, it's been a year or longer since you've asked for a raise, and you've got a good ROI, we recommend you go for it. Go ahead and ask for that raise.
Now, what advice do you have for workers to successfully negotiate better pay and perks, and what are important factors that employers need to consider?
We see employees make mistakes all the time in negotiating their salary and benefits. So here at Robert Half, we actually recommend what we call the WRAP. Reflect on those things that are most important to you. Research. Utilize resources like the Robert Half Salary Guide. Act. Request a meeting with your manager. And then prepare. Practice as much for that meeting as you can in advance so that you're more likely to be successful. And then for employers, again, be quick to act when you find the right one. Be creative with the offer, remembering hybrid is highly motivating, and then be transparent with your job description and what that salary range is.
Now, what are some of the positions expected to see the biggest salary increases next year?
What I can tell you is I've been doing this for 25 years, and wow. Positions that were not always popular are very popular right now. So for that very large list, we actually recommend you go to our website at roberthalf.com to take a look.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be, again, this is all part of the planning process. Like you say, you don't want to just jump into this, because if you do, you could leave benefits on the table, so to speak, right?
Yes. Set yourself up for success. By doing the research, it certainly helps you be more confident in asking. It also helps you set realistic standards for what you should be asking for as well.
Brandy, what is this telling employers as well in terms of their preparation? I mean, this seems like preparation should be something that is an equal opportunity thing, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Employers should be prepared to expect their employees to ask for raises this year and to put that in their budget. But then employers should also be focused on retention and what they can do to help retain their employees.
Well, Brandy Britton, thank you so much for being with us. She's the Global Executive Director at Robert Half. Remind our listeners where they can go for more information.
You can take a look at our website at roberthalf.com.
This message is sponsored by Lysol.
Christina Milian here. I love singing at home with my kids, but did you know that 1 minute of singing can produce 1,000 airborne virus and bacteria-filled droplets? Yes. You heard that right. 1,000 droplets every minute. Yuck. Luckily, Lysol has me covered. New Lysol air sanitizer is the only air care product approved by the EPA that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses while eliminating odors in the air. And it helps to reduce the spread of illness-causing pathogens in the air like cold, flu, and coronavirus. So whether I'm in the studio or at home, Lysol air sanitizer is a must-have for me and my family. Plus, it comes in 3 cents. My favorite is Simple Fresh. Find Lysol air sanitizer at a store near you so you can continue belting out your favorite songs knowing that the air around you is sanitized. To learn more, visit www.lysol.com. Now, what should I sing next?
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Constitutional law expert Nadine Strawson joins us now to talk about free speech. Interesting, Nadine, here. First of all, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
I'm so delighted to be here, Bill.
Well, I'm excited to talk about this new documentary, Free to Speak, and the timing of it couldn't be more perfect, especially in light of this, recent polling about what Democrats and how they feel. This is according to Real Clear Opinion Research. I don't know if you saw this, but 47% of Dems say free speech should be legal only under certain circumstances. 75% of Dems say government has the responsibility to censor hateful social media posts, and it goes on from there. So, I think there's a lack of education understanding of the importance of our First Amendment right, which was reinforced by George Washington's farewell address and in his first, part of his farewell address, talking about how important it is for us to be united. No matter what, we have to stay united, right?
Bill, I couldn't agree with you more, but I want to add to the bad news, which is, unfortunately, polls show not only that many Democrats want to censor certain speech or want government to censor it, but many Republicans do as well. The major differences between them is exactly which speech they consider to be uniquely dangerous. In fact, one of the only points of agreement between Joe Biden and Donald Trump during the last presidential election was that they both supported censorship, government censorship of social media in terms of what they called disinformation about COVID, about the election. But they radically disagreed about what was disinformation. What one person saw as fake news, the other person saw as gospel. And that's the danger. And that's why the Supreme Court has said that the bedrock free speech principle is viewpoint neutrality, content neutrality. Government must be neutral with respect to the viewpoint, the message, the idea, the content of speech. It's for we the people to debate and discuss and disprove, and not for the government to, quote, protect us from ideas it considers dangerous.
Exactly. Well, Nadine, you know, the landscape is so much different. You know, when our founding fathers, you know, talked about free speech, I think the principles are there. I mean, for us to be educated and not dumb ourselves down purposely, we've got to be able to talk to one another. Social media, bots that are, you know, coming into our free speech marketplace are disturbing, but we have to find a way to be more discerning, you know, to understand what is legitimate and what is illegitimate without giving up the essential principles of freedom of speech. Is that fair to say?
You are absolutely right. And experts who really care about media literacy and democracy and informed public debate say that it's a fool's errand to try to have government censorship of so-called disinformation or misinformation put aside all of the free speech problems. It just doesn't work. There's absolutely no way you're going to completely suppress every misleading idea. And the only way to prepare people is to instill in them critical media literacy skills. They've got to be able to learn how to do fact-checking. They've got to learn to be able to do their own research. And many experts, Bill, say that better, more effective than debunking false ideas after the fact is what they call debunking. It's like inoculation. You get people to understand certain signs of expression that is misleading. So they, I don't think people should be completely distrustful. That's really dangerous to democracy if people completely lose trust in major institutions, including your important institution of journalism. But a healthy degree of skepticism and critical inquiry is really essential.
Oh, without a doubt, but we need to be united on this idea of how the media is to serve us. If the media is in the tank and they're carrying water for a specific ideology, they're compromised. I mean, you might as well, you know, like Elon Musk was doing, you might as well put an asterisk next to their name and let everybody know, beware, you know, that smoking their cigarettes is going to delude your mind and your thinking because their reporting is compromised. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Interestingly enough, throughout history, every time we have a powerful new communications medium, people tend, including those who are associated with more traditional media, tend to get overly panicky and look at only the negative sides. Obviously, that happened with the printing press. You probably know it happened with radio, when radio was considered very dangerous, especially to young people. And surveys, studies that have been done by very respected academic institutes that focus on social media platforms, including at Oxford University and other prestigious universities, say that people who get their news online tend to look at more different sources and more diverse sources because it's so much easier to do that. So, you know, that's a hypothesis, but so many people tend to believe this language about filter bubbles and echo chambers, and that the evidence doesn't show that that's actually such a serious problem. Or if it is, that the way to overcome it is to assist people in searching out different perspectives, to take into account, as you were suggesting, the perspective that might be coloring the so-called information or analysis that you get on a particular site. So you can take that into account in evaluating how credible it is.
Well, I champion the cumulative intelligence of the American people, 350 million people. When we're able to share that intelligence, regardless if we agree or not, it is beneficial for all concerned. And the free market has a way of leveling that out and spitting out bad ideas. But when you get the government who comes in and thinks they can social engineer it, I don't know that any one time if they've been successful in doing that.
And, of course, the government always has a motive to filter out speech or ideas that are inconsistent with its own policies that are critical or that are dissenting perspectives. And I think that is the genius of democracy. Of course, people are not perfect. They're going to make errors. But I would completely along with you, I would much rather trust my fellow citizens than any government official. And that's a nonpartisan statement. I don't care if it's Democrat, Republican, anything else.
I'm with you, Nadine, 100%. Let's talk about the TV documentary Free to Speak. How did this come about?
This came about through the wonderful production company, the Free to Choose Network, which had done a couple of series about the Constitution and about the Declaration of Independence. And it became completely clear that a particular aspect of the Constitution and of the freedoms that were celebrated in the Declaration that has been very much on people's minds and very controversial is freedom of speech. And it became very clear that people are very confused about what free speech message is, what the limits are, what the dangers of censorship are. And I completely agree with a famous Supreme Court justice bill back in the 1940s, Learned Hand. He talked about the spirit of liberty, and he said, you know, liberty, including freedom of speech, has to live in the hearts and minds of men and women. If it doesn't live there, no constitution, no court, no law can save it. If it does live there, no constitution, no court, no law is necessary to save it.
Exactly.
So by educating people to cherish their free speech, that is a huge contribution to increasing protection for free speech.
You know, we've always maintained on the show that the qualifying question of anything that comes across, is it add or take away from your liberty? I think that's one of the first questions you mm-hmm. need to ask, right? And that's what mm-hmm. you're saying,
basically. As a lifelong civil libertarian, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think that individual liberty, so many people today, especially on the left, say that, well, but that's antithetical to equality. But I think that's wrong. I don't think you can have meaningful equality of opportunity unless you have full-fledged liberty for everybody, right? You know, during the civil rights movement, I think it's no coincidence that the civil rights demonstrators marched under banners that said freedom.
Yes,
they understood
exactly.
That was the essential aspect of their human rights.
Well, it's the highest calling, I believe, this side of heaven. It is God-given. You know, the right to be free that comes from God, not from government. Government constantly oppresses it and restricts it. I mean, all you need to do is an executive use authorization break out, and there go our liberties, right?
Yes, and that's the so-called natural rights enlightenment philosophy that is reflected in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, that we have adopted the Constitution in order to secure our liberties, not to provide them. We have our liberties by virtue of being human beings.
Exactly.
They're inherent human rights.
A minute left here, Nadine Strossen. Remind everybody how they can see the TV documentary Free to Speak, and any final summary words that you want to share with our audience.
Thank you so much, Bill. So starting October 1st, folks can watch the TV series on public TV to find out exactly where to watch it in their location. They should go to the website, freetospeakseries.com, and there's a Where to Watch button. It will also be available for streaming from the website and the YouTube channel beginning on October 5th. So my last words are to thank you and your listeners for making such an important contribution to free speech.
Well, she's the host of this three-part series, constitutional law expert Nadine Strossen. Nadine, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.